This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Maintaining bone strength is complex with no single solution. My patients who want to optimize their bone health have seen remarkable results with LiveMD as part of a comprehensive bone program. LiveMD is a Class 1 medical device cleared by the FDA. It creates a gentle, low-intensity vibration to benefit your musculoskeletal system. It's a safe, scientifically proven, and simple approach to maintaining musculoskeletal health and wellness. It really works, just 10 minutes per day. Go to livemd.us, that's livemd.us, to learn more about how LiveMD may improve your health. That's livemd.us.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're in the midst of the holiday season, and things are, well, kind of frantic here in New York. Lots of people shopping and window shopping and checking out the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. We got lots of health information to keep you safe and sane and well during this stressful time of the year. A little later, we'll provide you with some tips on how to combat holiday stress, but we've got lots to talk about before then, and we want to invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number. That's 888-302-3682. All right, we've got some interesting stories to report to you on this week. Last week, I took the liberty of taking off for Thanksgiving, so we've accumulated lots of stuff to share with you. There's a big backlog of information to share. And we'll start with this item. You know, recently we reported on the fact that sugar-free sodas do not, I repeat, do not help you to lose weight. And that is counterintuitive because we think, well, you know, you're guzzling the soda and it's full of sugar, and instead make a one-for-one substitution. Instead of drinking Coke, drink Diet Coke. And think of all those calories that you'll be avoiding. I mean, those sugar-laden sodas are rife with calories, and if you drink stuff that's zero calorie, well, no problem, right? Well, it turns out that sometimes what happens in human physiology kind of goes against intuition and even logic. And studies have shown that people who resort to drinking diet sodas end up not losing weight, not improving their diabetic status, and, in fact, in some cases, gaining weight. So what's up with that? Well, at first we thought that it had something to do with the fact that if you tease the taste buds with something sweet and don't deliver the goods, so to speak, you get more of a craving for carbohydrates. And we're free-ranging humans, and in spite of the fact that we may be drinking Diet Coke, we graze and browse and look for opportunities to augment our sugar intake outside of the soda realm, and ultimately people end up eating more carbohydrates. Well, that was one theory. Another theory was that these sodas somehow disrupt the microbiome. Those are the bacteria in our intestinal tract that may be responsible for how we absorb and metabolize calories. And so there's a lot on the microbiome these days in terms of are there probiotics that can help people lose weight? Do antibiotics kill good bacteria, which thus cause children receive too many of them to become obese? There's lots on the relationship between the microbiome and weight. But be that as it may, one thing, at the very least, you could cite for diet sodas is that they don't contain tooth-rotting sugar, right? And so clearly, from a dentist standpoint, there's something to advocate, right? Instead, get your kid to drink sugar-free soda so that their teeth won't fall out. Well, think again, because Australian researchers have tested that proposition. They looked at 23 sugar-free and sugar-containing products, including soft drinks and sports drinks, and they found that it didn't really matter. They say, quote, many people are not aware that while reducing your sugar intake does reduce your risk of dental decay, The chemical mix of acids in some foods and drinks can cause equally damaging conditions of dental erosion. Dental erosion occurs when acid dissolves the tooth's hard tissues, the dental enamel, which coats the tooth and protects it from decay. According to these researchers at Melbourne University, in its early stages, erosion strips away the surface layers of tooth enamel and then progresses to an advanced stage where it can expose the soft pulp inside the tooth, and then drill sounds ensue, right? You got a, you know, got a cavity, you need a filling, or worse yet, you got a funky tooth and it's got to be pulled. Well, the researchers found that most soft drinks and sports drinks cause dental enamel to soften by between 30% and 50%, and it turned out that both sugar-free and sugar-containing soft drinks caused measurable loss of the tooth surface. These sports drinks are ever more popular among our kids, and it's not that they're a preferable alternative to drinking Coke, but think again, because they contain all kinds of acidic chemicals which literally strip away the tooth enamel. Even sugar-free candies contain high levels of citric acid that can cause damage to the tooth surface. And they say for the consumer, check product labels for acidic additives, especially citric acid and phosphoric acid. These are commonly added to both sugar and diet drinks. Drink plenty of water, fewer soft drinks and sports drinks. And, you know, one precaution is if you're going to consume some of these beverages, rinse your mouth with water afterwards. And, you know, some people think, well, I'll brush my teeth right after the sports drink or the soda. Not a good idea, because if you brush your teeth immediately after a sports drink, you can remove the softened enamel. You'll literally wipe it away with your toothbrush. So wait an hour before brushing your teeth if you are consuming any of these culprit drinks. Interesting stuff. And, you know, bottom line, stay away from these things because they're just chemicalized water. And ultimately, the best sports drink to consume is called H2O, pure and simple. All right, a couple of items that suggest that we may be subject to propaganda sponsored by, in one case, the soft drink industry, in another case, the pharmaceutical industry. Coca-Cola recently had a fiasco because they tried to create a nice-sounding organization called the Global Energy Balance Network, which is basically an apologist group, a nonprofit that claims to fund research into causes of obesity. Hey, you know, Coca-Cola, they're going to do something for the public and for consumers. So they helped to fund a nonprofit. Well, a scandal has erupted and has caused the immediate retirement of the chief architect of that proposal, Coke's top science and health officer, Rona Applebaum. She's she's been quoted as saying that, consume soft drinks in moderation. It's okay. It's just the main thing is make sure you exercise because it's all about calorie balance. Well, that was the idea behind GEBN, the Global Energy Balance Network. And even the name suggests that what they're talking about is the old-fashioned model of calories in, calories out, that you can drink some soft drinks and you can drink some energy drinks. Just make sure you exercise and you'll burn off the calories. Well, studies now show that, yeah, exercise is good, but exercise doesn't do much to mitigate the harmful effects of all those unnecessary calories. And, ultimately, blowback caused Coke to tank their association with GEBN. And, this was kind of a disinformation campaign. There's some smoking gun memos where Coke declares that it's going to, quote, develop, deploy, and evolve a powerful and multifaceted strategy to counter radical organizations and their proponents. I guess I'm one of the proponents of those radical organizations that call for the elimination of sugar. In a related story, A guy who has published an article suggesting that anti-statin propaganda is causing people to die. A scientist named Borge Nordestgaard, I guess this guy is Swedish or Scandinavian, was hired by drug companies to push the benefits of statins and warning patients against stopping statins. He wrote scientific articles which suggested that people should ignore statin scare stories because as a result of avoiding statins, people could be dying. And this erstwhile independent researcher received thousands and thousands of pounds in lecture fees and payments from two of the largest manufacturers of statins. So bottom line, was the research really so independent? The guy says, yeah, he believes in it. But ultimately, his conclusions were tainted by receiving payola from the pharmaceutical industry. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Consumers need to be on their guard for this type of propaganda. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we'll take your phone calls momentarily on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and I was kibitzing with our audio engineer, Al Peterson, about our newsletter. He says he enjoys receiving our newsletter every week in his email box. And I was telling him, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, because after January 1st, we're going to hike the price of a newsletter subscription to $49.95. And, I got him for just a second there. And then I said, April Fool's. No, it's going to be free. So it is free. Check it out, drhoffman.com. Click on the newsletter subscription box, and you will receive free information on a weekly basis, news that you can use about health. And this week I talked about a very interesting study that tells us why it's different strokes for different folks when it comes to diet. Now, we obviously, you know, you probably know people who swear by their raw foods vegan diet. They say it makes them feel great. And then you try it and you feel tired and devitalized and it absolutely doesn't work for you. But and you go back to them, you say, well, it just knocks me out. I feel horrible. Are you sure you feel good on it? And they say, yeah. Oh, I was eating all that meat. It was making me feel so toxic and bad, and I feel so light and energized on this vegan diet. So what's up with that? Well, researchers in Israel, a couple of very enterprising researchers in Israel, took a look at the variation in the response among individuals to various types of foods. And they noted that there were dramatic differences in the blood sugar response from one person to another. For example, somebody might just go way off the wall with bananas. Another person, no biggie. No big deal, just a little blip on the blood sugar curve. And so they established that there were differences. And this calls into question what's called the glycemic index, because in the article, at you can check it out at drhoffman.com. We put up our newsletter articles on our website after they go out in the newsletter. So you can always miss the newsletter. You can always go to drhoffman.com and check out what the latest stories are. And I summarized the results. And of interest, the glycemic index measures the way the body responds to various types of foods. So the glycemic index of, say, fruit roll-ups, really sugary type food, you know, look, got some vitamins, got some fiber, but basically pretty sugary food is 99 on a scale where pure table sugar is like 100. Okay. So that's about as high as you get in terms of a very steep acceleration in your glucose levels. But something like canned chickpeas, that would be a 38 on that scale. So canned chickpeas is a low glycemic index food, good for you, plenty of fiber. And, they, you know, if you want a little bit of a, you know, keep your blood sugar stable, make sure you have, you know, chickpeas. You know, put some chickpeas in your salad. That's a good idea. But by the same token, ice cream has the identical, you know, premium ice cream has the identical glycemic index. So it's not very useful to say, well, okay, you know, eat everything that has a glycemic index of 38. That's not going to do you a lot of good. So the researchers came up with an algorithm, which is a scientific formula, like a mathematical model for how people might respond to blood sugar. They based it on 130-some questions that they posed to the participants in the study. And they also included something very interesting, an analysis of the patient's microbiome, the bacteria that they're in their intestinal tracts. And this may be one of the first studies of its kind to look at the microbiome in relationship to blood sugar responses. And what they found was they could predict with 97% accuracy how people would respond to certain foods. So this is a great thing. It's like a wonderful revolution in nutritional science that we now are beginning to have tools at our disposal that can help us with what's called personalized nutrition. We can actually target specific characteristics that people have and then prescribe diets which will optimize their blood sugar and thereby reduce their risk of obesity, help them lose weight. A very, very interesting study. You can read about it at drhoffman.com. All right, when we return, more health information. Our number, 888-302-3684, should you care to call us. And in a few minutes, we'll provide you with some useful tips on how to push back on holiday stress. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And many of us are recovering in the wake of Thanksgiving. Some of us still subsisting on Thanksgiving leftovers. How many which ways can you prepare turkey meat? You know, I'm still drinking. You know, I took the carcass and I made turkey soup. And that's lasted me, you know, through the week. But many of you probably succumbed to the turkey narcosis, the phenomenon whereby you eat turkey and you lay down on the couch and you're gonzo. And this is often attributed to the high tryptophan content of the turkey. But researchers are turning away from the theory that it's the tryptophan that knocks you out. For one thing, any heavy meal tends to make you drowsy because, well, with the work of digestion in your stomach, it literally pulls blood away from your brain, and you end up with, you know, kind of a relaxation reflex. You know, it's kind of like those lions on the African savannah. After they you know, they don't graze like cattle. They have like one big kill, maybe every week or so. And they get lucky, and then they gorge themselves on meat, and then they climb up in a tree and sleep for a couple of days. Just kind of stay sedentary. But there's a new theory that helps to account for why people get knocked out from big meals, especially sugary meals or high carbohydrate meals. Sugar may put you to sleep. And, you know, this kind of goes against the idea of, all those energy drinks that are rich in sugar. They're supposed to provide you with a quick energy boost. And yes, cars run on gasoline and people do metabolize glucose to provide energy. But research in France at Paris Tech, well, that's a cool place to go. That's like, you know, forget MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I want to go to Paris Tech. Great T-shirt. Sugar appears to be the reason why post-meal naps are often irresistible. You know, how do they prove this? Well, they injected glucose directly into the brains of mice. Like it or not, this is how, you know, we advance science. And yes, it's cruel to animals, but they prove the point. In the first 2 hours after glucose was injected directly into a critical part of the brain called the ventrolateral preoptic nucleus, mice fell into deep sleep called slow-wave sleep faster and stayed there longer than mice injected with a non-sugar solution. And this part of the brain can directly sense blood sugar. The more glucose the neurons in this part of the brain detect, the more they fire their sleep-inducing signals. And as a result, it knocks you out. So the notion is that these high sugar drinks, which purport to provide you with energy, might actually enhance sleepiness. And why would God and nature engineer such a mechanism into humans? Well, one of the reasons is if you happen to get lucky on the savanna, we're talking about this from an evolutionary standpoint. Why was this evolved millions of years ago? You came across a food supply that gave you a spurt of glucose, valuable caloric fuel to your brain. This would slow you down, and you would stay in the same territory where it was likely that you would find more glucose. That's hitting the lotto in evolutionary terms in 1 million B.C., So maybe you stumbled across some kind of sugary plant-yielding fruit or got lucky and found a beehive and raided it for honey. You would then fall into a deep torpor, stay in the same neighborhood, and thus increase your likelihood of survival by being in close proximity to a source of glucose fuel. That's the evolutionary theory anyway. But bottom line, you want to take in a lot of sugar to enhance energy. You may get an opposite result. All right. When we return, we're going to talk about some practical tips for how you can push back on holiday stress. Syndrome S, S stands for stress, is our topic when we return with our guest. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. It's that time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most stressful time of the year because you got to run, go get all those gifts, and you got to attend all those parties, and Things are really buzzing here in Manhattan where I am. I don't know about by you. Today we're going to take the opportunity to talk to an expert on stress. He's Dr. Daniel Crisafi. He has a PhD in nutrition, and he was recently a guest on my weekday podcast talking about his book, Syndrome S, How to Avoid, Manage, and Reverse the Negative Health Effects of Stress. So without further ado, here's Dr. Crisafi. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Here's an opportunity for you to share your insights with our national audience.
Well, thank you very much.
So, okay, well, provide us with a definition here. Stress, what is it? Is it always bad, or, you know, can stress sometimes be a wake-up call to the body?
Well, first of all, stress is any change that requires mental, physiological, or biochemical adaptation. In other words, anything that requires that we change what we're used to doing, and again, not just psychological, but it can be physiological or biochemical, is considered a stress. And so we can talk about harm.
That's actually very important, because a lot of people think of stress as, you know, an aggravating boss or a nagging spouse or lack of money circumstances. But stress can actually come from biochemical insults, such as pollution or you know, maybe erratic blood sugar, you know, things like that.
Absolutely, and you're right. Most people don't think about pollution as a stressor, but environmental stress is one of them, and hormonal stress. And yes, from a biochemical point of view, if your blood sugar is off, then that's a stress for the body, because it has to react to that, and it has to adapt or modify the situation. Then the other thing is, you mentioned good or bad stress, but the body reacts the same way to both good or bad stress.
Okay. A certain amount of stress is what it takes to kind of get you up in the morning, because otherwise I think we might just, stay around, lie around in bed and just, read Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yes, you're right. Stress is good, and we do need stress. One of the problems we have today is that we have a lot of stressors in relationship to which we can't fight or flee. So basically, normally in the past when there was stress, most stressors, we would fight or flee, and we don't today. And yet the body still primes itself or prepares itself or changes itself in order to be able to fight or flee. And that's where we end up with a lot of stress symptoms.
So let's talk about some strategies for averting the harmful effects of stress. You know, first, perhaps we can talk lifestyle, but I think a lot of our listeners are interested in, are there specific supplements that are plausible in terms of providing a shield against adverse effects of stress?
Absolutely. Well, of course, the standard would be, say, try to get enough rest, of course. Exercise sufficiently, but not too much. From a dietary point of view, reduce sugar intake considerably. And make sure you have protein at every meal, and try not to skip a meal, because that's a stress for the body and has to adapt to it. Mm-hmm. From a supplemental point of view, there are a few things that are very, very important. One of them is magnesium, which is a mineral that's significantly depleted when there's stress, and it is very important to help the body not overreact to stress. Another one, which I know your listeners have heard about on several cases or several times, is chiolic or aged garlic extract. Recently, or in the last several years, there's been more and more research on the impact of aged garlic extract on stress adaptation, particularly in improving the production of serotonin, which helps us sleep, relax, reduce anxiety, and reduce depression.
That's interesting, because we tend to think of chiolic or any garlic product. I mean, chiolic is unique because it's different than just pressed garlic. It's an aged product, as either immune enhancing, for infections or good for cancer or perhaps for cardiovascular prevention, but it actually may play a role in stress adaptation?
It does. Actually, the first study that came out with results about this was a study done at the Pasteur Institute in France, where they were actually studying chiolic for its impact on immunity. And what they found is that individuals who had a lot of anxiety started improving in their anxiety symptoms. And Dr. Filion, who was the head of the research at the Pasteur Institute at the time, said that they found that chiolic actually had effects similar to small or low doses of a benzodiazepine, which is an anxiolytic medication or medication that reduces anxiety.
Fascinating. Well, how does this differ from, there's a whole welter of garlic products out there. Some people may say, well, I'll just eat garlic. Is eating garlic or getting any kind of garlic product equivalent to the effects of a specially prepared product like chiolic?
Well, eating raw garlic is great because if you eat enough of it, nobody will get close enough to you to give you the cold or flu. But seriously, there's a huge difference. Aged garlic extract is garlic that's been aged for a 20-month period. During that natural aging process, enzyme reactions take place, which changes its chemical structure. So your aged garlic is as different from garlic as your wine would be from grapes because of the aging process. And that leads to the fact that the aged garlic extract does have impact on what is called serotonin, so it helps us sleep, relax, as I mentioned earlier. It does have major impacts on cardiovascular health, a lot of research around that, impact on immunity, and even impacts on heavy metal, eliminating mercury from the body,
which is a stress.
Function.
I mean, we tend to
which,
not
which
think
is
of
definitely
this.
Stress.
Yeah, I mean, that the onslaught of these harmful chemicals is part of what stresses the body, and anything that may help us detoxify would be beneficial. So let's talk about the concept of an adaptogen, because you know that word is bandied about. Can you provide us a little more precise definition of what that is?
The term adaptogen was initially labeled or brought out by some Russian researchers, and they were actually researching certain herbs that had an impact on normalizing or helping the body adapt to a situation. So rather than to increase something or to lower something, it would help the body regulate it, again, adapt. So adaptogenic herbs, whether it's the aged garlic extract, whether it's other adaptogens that are well documented, like Siberian ginseng, ashwagandha, and many, many others, are herbs that help the body adapt to the stress situation.
Rhodiola as well?
Rhodiola definitely is a very, very important adaptogen also. Mm-hmm. And so the idea here is that rather than whipping the body, like a cup of coffee what might do, the adaptogen helps the body have and do what it needs to do in relationship to that stress without overstimulating it or whipping it.
Okay. So, you know, there's this whole issue of the adrenals and adrenal stress and adrenal burnout associated with stress. And I think you probably talk about it in your book, Syndrome S. Can you explain what's going on there, and you know what's the practical import for people?
The term used for adrenal burnout or adrenal stress or adrenal fatigue basically means that your stress glands, after a while, start getting tired, and they don't react as effectively as they should to stress. So these are people very often who will be very, very tired. When they need to function, initially they'll be able to. They'll be working by pure willpower. But when there's no external stressor, when there's nothing forcing you to do stuff, they kind of burn out. They only want to lie around and not do anything. So your stress glands are a little bit like a horse that's tired. If you don't do anything, it all wants to do is lie down. If you whip it, then it actually overreacts, and that's what basically happens to the stress glands. People will say, you know what, it's kind of interesting because I'm very tired. I have difficulty getting up in the morning. I don't have a lot of energy, etc. But if somebody says something to me, then I overreact, whereas in other situations I would underreact. So the stress glands get tired. The initial stage is that overreaction. And when they're very, very tired, well, you end up with something we would call a burnout.
Mm-hmm. Are there supplements that kind of nourish the adrenals or help the adrenals recover or maintain their output?
There are many, many nutrients that do that. The B vitamins, particularly vitamin B5, but also vitamin B3 play an important role. Magnesium, which I mentioned earlier, vitamin C plays a role in helping adrenal function and nourishing them rather than whipping them. The aged garlic extract, which I mentioned, the chiolic as well. And then you've got some of the herbs you've mentioned, rhodiola, definitely. Siberian ginseng or Eleutherococcus helps the adrenal glands as well. And some amino acids have been shown to be very, very effective for the adrenal glands in helping them, again, to adapt to stress, particularly tyrosine, which is very, very effective for adrenal function.
It helps with the neurotransmitters.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it also helps the thyroid function better because it is required for the production of thyroid hormones.
Okay, so I do a lot of testing for cortisol. And cortisol is a hot topic in medicine because it is one of the products of the adrenals. Can you explain what cortisol is doing in this equation?
When you have short-term stress, very immediate stress, very, very acute stress, your body generally produces adrenaline. Now, long-term stress, your body will produce cortisol. Cortisol is kind of interesting because when you've got a lot of stress or there's continued, cortisol is secreted much, much, much more than adrenaline long term. Now, cortisol has a lot of impacts on the body. One of its roles, for example, is to mobilize blood sugar. So as cortisol goes up, your body will mobilize blood sugar, your blood sugar will go up. If you have more cortisol than you should have, if your stress glands are tired and they're overreacting, you might end up with high blood sugar, type 2 diabetes. Cortisol can also lead to insulin resistance, where the cells don't respond to insulin as effectively, most of the cells, making more sugar available for the muscles to function properly, because the muscles don't need insulin to work. It's a mechanism to help ensure survival. So that would cause certain symptoms of insulin resistance, like weight gain, high cholesterol, high triglycerides. Cortisol is a major antagonist of serotonin, an important neurotransmitter. About 90% is actually produced in the intestinal tract.
So it could be associated with depression then, right?
I mean, absolutely.
If it gets in the way of optimal serotonin, we have a whole raft of drugs that are designed to promote serotonin, the so-called SSRIs, Prozac and Zoloft and Lexapro and all that.
Absolutely. And so if your cortisol is very high, you're going to have much less serotonin, which actually would be a good thing if there was a real danger, because serotonin helps you sleep, and you don't want to fall asleep if you're in danger. So as cortisol goes up, serotonin drops. You anxiety, depression, excess appetite, gastrointestinal symptoms, increased perception of pain. And it does cause havoc in women's hormonal balance, both in the relationship between estrogen and progesterone, and the way the body will metabolize estrogen effectively as well. So it can increase PMS symptoms and female hormonal symptoms as well.
You know, we measure cortisol with saliva, as you know, and we have patients do it on awakening and then, you know, in mid-morning and then mid-afternoon and then towards bedtime. And it's not just a matter of, you know, it's too much or too little. It's the timing of the cortisol release. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. First of all, I kind of laughed a bit when you mentioned that, because many, many, most clinics still don't know about salivary cortisol, which is much more precise, far, far more precise
than the
blood cortisol.
Yeah.
And yes, the diurnal level is really important, because you can have a normal level of cortisol, but if at one period in the day it drops significantly in relationship to what it was when you woke up, your drop can still, your cortisol can still be at a normal level, but it's the significant drop that makes your body feel that fatigue, etc.
Like a mid-afternoon crash is fairly typical. We see that quite often.
Exactly. And or people who have the crash in the afternoon, or where their cortisol level drops like radically at 5 or 6 o'clock, and then they're totally dysfunctional for the rest of the evening. And yes, the salivary test is extremely important, because most people with blood tests are being told their adrenal glands, their stress glands are normal. But those tests are for Addison's or Cushing's disease, which are two extremes. They're not how well we feel, and they don't give us an idea of how well the stress glands function.
And then another aberration that we sometimes see is high levels of cortisol starting to rise at 8 or 10 or 11 o'clock at night, thus interfering with sleep and as a cause of insomnia, or perhaps spiking early in the morning, causing people to have early morning wake-up, then they can't get back to sleep.
Exactly. Some people get this paradoxical effect where, on the one hand, they have difficulty concentrating during the day, and in the evening, they kind of all of a sudden are thinking about 1,001 things, but of course they can't sleep when it's time to sleep.
Right. All right. So what's today's call to action for Intelligent Medicine listeners? You have a book offer. It is a free offer, so tell us about that.
Well, your listeners can call 1-800-421-2998 and get a free copy of my book, Syndrome S, and it's exclusive for your listeners.
That's 800-421-2998, and I'll also point out the website of Kyolic, www.kyolic.com, for information about Kyolic, and they have adaptogen products as well. Thank you very much, Dr. Crisafi, for joining us, and hopefully this will arm our listeners with weapons against holiday stress. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.